Tess Zion Elul, Monday the 27th of August, Rabbi Avram Baruch Blau, Slichus, Part 2.
Morning. We will just go slightly over what we saw yesterday. We spoke yesterday about the Ikar Slichas and the Piyutim. So we said from the times of Amram Goyen, as the Chassam Sofer calls it, the Mesader Tfilos Yisrael, he was metaken the Seder, how to say the Slichas, what he has to say, what not to say. And he writes there that first you say the Ashrei, and Yud Gimel Midas, and you start and you continue Yud Gimel Midas. There's not brought down any piyutim. I mentioned from the Rishonim, lots of Rishonim was brought down that the piyutim anyone can say whatever he wants. The Ma'aril himself, the Ma'aril and Minchos Yoyim Leiroim, the Ma'aril says Loiko Saftim, I didn't write Monati Milichtoy, because anyone can say whatever piyutim decides, and that was the minik. The times of the Rishonim, the Chazan would come and say every day different piyutim, and whatever he decided to say the piyutim. The Iker is the Psukim. And we brought down from the Sefer Chassidim that the Reish Nun Vov, that he comes and the Chassid over there comes and has tainess on people, that the piyutim they say nice, slow, with chavone, and the Psukim, the Iker of Psukim, they just are running through the Psukim. And he said that's not right, because the Iker is the Psukim, and the piyutim are not the Iker. Even though that the piyutim are not the Iker, I would like him, Nochan Amit, to explain today, we can go a little bit into the Iker of Sukkim to explain them at Kama Sheyodei Magas, and as long as we have time. But let's continue, as we said, the piyutim are also very, very important, as the Kava Yosho says, if someone is mevatel the piyutim, is Chayav Misa, Chayav Misa. And the piyutim is very important, also the point where we are in the middle of talking about that the piyutim are very important to know by who was composed the piyutim. And the Kava Yosho and Simen Beivov says the Kava Yosho, a klal oile, that when the person comes and he knows who composed the piyut, and therefore also in the piyut we have, for example, the name and the first words of the piyut, we have the name of the... Why? Wow, you wanted everyone to know this? Yes. Because the person, when he comes and says the piyut, and he has a kavone, and he knows who was mechaber the piyut, and a little bit about his life. So this person, the mechaber of the piyut, goes and he has a tremendous nachas ruach, and he goes and he's going to help the davening to go up lifnei kisei hakovod. And he's taking Kava Yosho. He has a tremendous nachas ruach. So he said lots and lots of mechaber, we know more, we know less, as Rabbeinu Rashi, Rabbeinu Gershom Elagoylo, Rabbeinu Tam, the three brothers, the Rivam, Rashbam, and Rabbeinu Tam. But there is about, we said, three of them that are less known, and that's the Rabbeinu Shvatio, what was Mechaber the, it's a machlokes, it was Mechaber Anio Im Iro, but it was Mechaber definitely the Yisrael Noisha Bashem Tshuas Olamim, and Rabbeinu Shloime Habavli. Rabbeinu Shloime Habavli, what most of the slichas that we have, he was Mechaber. Rabbeinu Shloime Habavli. So Rabbeinu Shvatio, as we spoke yesterday, the development of the Jewish community in Italy and the south of Italy, and the main cities in Italy that were very alive, Mokem Torah, was on the south of Italy, the capital of the regent of Apulia, and that was the city of Bari. And over there came one day Rabbeinu Aharon from Baghdad. Rabbeinu Aharon Bar Shimon Baghdad, and because Maisi Shoyo is brought down in the Agdome of the Rukeach, and he doesn't tell us what's the Maisi Shoyo, and the Rabbeinu Achimatz and his Megillah tells us the Maisi because his father, Rabbeinu Shmuel, had a pered is a mule, for his business. He had for his living, he used to come and to crush the wheat, he had the millstone. And the pered would come and schlep the millstone, and one day the lion came and ate up the pered. So the son, Rabbeinu Yehuda, took the lion. You are the Bishuldik. It's your fault that we don't have now a peret. We don't have the mule. You did the job instead of him. And the father was upset with them. You don't do it to the king of the Chayas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who came and gave in the nature that the king of the Chayas is the lion. You don't do it to the king of the Chayas. He came and he took up on himself 3 years of exile. And he went from Golos and he came over there to Italy something. And over there he was the Rebbe of Rabbeinu Shfatya. Rabbeinu Shfatya, so we can come and speak about Rabbeinu Shfatya. He was before Reb Saad Yigon, the times of the Geonim, and Daled Alofim, Tov Reish Nun. It's about in the 9th century, 890, around that time. He lived over 1,000 years ago. Over 1,000 years ago in the 9th century, and 1,200 years ago, almost. And he was born in the place, what's called, over there, next in the south of Italy, is Apulia, what's called Urio, and there he was. And his times was the imperia, the empire was from Byzantine, what do you say, the Byzantine. And the king was the first of the, he called him over then the Megillah Siyusin. Everything what I'm saying now is from the Megillah Siyusin, what they found 100 years ago in the library of Oxford. They found over there a Ksav Yad manufactured that over there is mentioned of Rabbi Achimaatz ben Repaltiel. He's a grandson, a great grandson of this Rabbeinu Shfatya. And he writes about my grandfather, you should know the big Nissim what he went through. He was a great man, he says, and you have to know these things. That's what Rabbeinu Achimaatz comes and says about his grandfather. And he says he was born in Tov Reish Nun. Daled Alofim, Tov Reish Nun. And when he was born, in the city over there, there was the, in that time, the empire was Basili, he says. And if you look up in the thing, it's a quite famous Basil the First. Basil the First, or Basilius in Greece. And he was a big Rosha. He called him Basili HaRosha. Now, this Basil, he came and he did the Gzeir. One of the decrees was, Das Achshmad. That was at the time, it was a little bit before the times of the Crusades, but what he then was the Inochaname. He lived in Constantinople, right? And Constantinople was the Inochaname, that was called Constantinople, it was after Constantinople, the Caesar. And they took on Christianity, and he said everyone has the Shmad. And it was under his empire was over 1,000 of Kehillas. And the Gzeira was, whoever doesn't Shmad, they were taken to the Beis Abad, to the oil press. Instead of to press the oil, they would press the people. And on this, Rabbeinu Shfatya was mechaber really kesliche, what we say Yom Revi. Some say that Rabbeinu Shloimeh Bavli was mechaberet. Some say Rabbeinu Shfatya. And all the slichas that I checked, the new ones, the new editions, they say mechaber Yom Rabbeinu Shloimeh Bavli. But he writes over there, the Rabbeinu Achimaatz writes that this was it was mechaberet the Rabbeinu Shfatya. And he writes over there. It starts Ani Yom Iro. And this day, I will fare, Eilecho Ekro, I will daven to you. Bali Ashkuni Zaydim, that the Rishoyim, the Zaydim, should not come and steal from me, Oizve Yekoro, the Torah. The Torah that they want us to leave, the Yekoro, the Ikras Hashem, the Torah. Gmul Lehoshiv Lohev Shei Levakro. Pay them back. Sit down Levakro, Biko, to examine them, to come and to go and to look into them. Din Rosho Ve'avol Meloyo Biko. Fully, they should deserve everything what they've done. Hachoyshvim, these people, and he's talking about Basel, lehashkiach shem kodesh hanichbod. The one we should forget about, Rabbeinu Shloilom, ulehargil shem tumo nikl v'ne'ebod. They want us to remember, instead of the tshishmad, instead of to have the shem kodesh, shem tome. Zed dal koitu ve'am abod. You know what's the derech, you know what's the way they come and they get rid of the am of our nation? Chashoych hashear, please, Rabbeinu Shloilom, chashoych, stop the rest of Klal Yisrael, mikotshom beveis abad. Could come and stop the press then on the olive press. And this was Mechaber, and it carries on. Teref, teref, we can see the Mat Hashem and the Slichis, the Yom Revi. And Lefi Nusach, Poilin. And this was written by Rabbeinu Shfatya because the Gzeira that day. Rabbeinu Shfatya, his name, they heard everywhere. And also this Basil, the big Rosh Basil, heard about Rabbeinu Shfatya. So he called him, he told him, I'm promising you, he makes an oath, I'm not gonna do anything wrong to you. Just come, we will speak, everything out of Zayin Gut. He comes over there to Basil, and he tells them, yeah, they sit down, and actually, he liked it very much, the Basil, the Rabbi Shvatya, Klugerid, liked it very much, and he says over there that they had the whole argument, for a few hours, they had an argument about the size of the Beis Hamikdash. He says, this is what I know about the size, and Rabbi Shvatya says, no, it was different, they had the whole size. After they had this argument about the size of the Beis Hamikdash, he comes and tells, oh, I made a big feast, I made a big suda, come and join together with me. And he joins over there, he sees that his daughter, the daughter of this Basil, she was not well. Some, he says that Sachimaz, some in other places we see that when he quoted, they say it because he called Rabbeinu Shfatyon, they called him Rabbeinu Shfatyon HaRoife. He was actually a doctor and he was called by Basil to cure his daughter. But over there it says that he came there and he saw a daughter, and the daughter had a dibuk, Nichnas Bo HaShedis. It was a demon that came into her, and he tells her, please, no one could help, please, maybe you're the last chance what we have. And Rabbeinu Shfatyon speaks to this demon and tells him, please leave this daughter of the king. He says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me because a father comes and he's right of the Eden, and therefore I'm going to stay. And he says, you should know, if you leave her, it will be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. It will be mamash, a phenomenal maisa, everyone will there, will be okay. And Yinochaname cured the daughter, she became well. So this Rabbeinu Shfatyon was told by the king, anything you want, now the king tells him, anything you want, you can come and ask. But Yinochaname, the king says, you know, I really want to reward you, but you're Jewish, it's one problem, you're Jewish. If you will come and you will be, Yinochaname, you convert into Christianity, I come and give you whatever you want, you'll be my favorite, my... But he says, no, b'shum poni v'oifen, and the king didn't have a choice because, as we said, he promised him in the beginning, I'm not going to harm you, I'm not going to do anything wrong to you. So he tells them, okay, five kehillas of... But then Italy was saved in this with the Bakosha of Shfatyon going, was saved by the. And that's why he comes and he says, he saw Noisha Bashem, Chua Solomon, this is Mechaber. After this Maise, he comes, he saw Noisha Bashem, Chua Solomon. Not only a Chua, a salvation, a partly salvation, Chua Solomon we're looking for. Not only a few cities that got saved, and that was Mechaber Rabbeinu Shfatyon, and that's the Yoim Shlishi, quite a famous pizman. This mice is not brought down only by the Megillas Yochsin, it's brought down in one of the Balei HaToses. There's a Sefer HaRugos HaBoisem, was written by one of the Balei HaToses, and it's brought down over there. And the Megillas Yochsin, he adds, and he says, don't think we came in La Menucha Vela Nachalo. There was another story after this story. There was a story at Melech Ishmael. He calls him Sudan. I don't know who is exactly this, but we have to ask the... I asked a few people that understand history, I checked up, I couldn't figure it out. But that was written over there, that there was Sudan Melech Ishmael. And Sudan Melech Ishmael came, and he came from the east, at the time when there was after the, right, 600 came in Muhammad, and then slowly, and that was the jihad, what they started then, they called it a little bit different. Anyway, they came through the east, they went to the west, Italy. They came to Italy and they're destroying city by city, village by village. And then when they're about to come to the city of Bari, so the ruler over there, the mayor, the ruler of the city, comes to the Rabbeinu Shfatyon and he tells him, you know, you're going to destroy our city. Go to the king Sudan, and surrender. He goes, a whole long tavachnoe that he surrenders and he doesn't want to do anything wrong. And he comes to this Sudan, to the king, and he gives it to him. And Sudan comes and tells him, yeah, for sure. And he made him a big covenant, and he keeps him over there till Friday afternoon. And this Sudan, Dafke, kept him till Friday afternoon. Why? Because he wanted that he should not could go back to the city, to Bari. And then, when they're going to come there, Yinochaname could come and kill everyone. They're not going to know about this, that he got the Chtav HaChnoi, that he got the surrender. And he lets him go. He was busy with him till Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos says, okay, now you could go home. And he sees that it's too late to go home Erev Shabbos. So he says, Hashem, and he had a Kfitzas HaDerech, and he came Erev Shabbos. He came to the city, and he tells all the people, you should know he's going to destroy. He doesn't accept anything. That's why he came and he kept me. He's going to destroy. Just run away from the city. And he still had time to go to the Beis HaMelechet. He says, to the bathhouse, to the mikveh. He went Erev Shabbos, and he goes over there. And Shabbos Minche comes in, the king of Sudan, the king of Ishmael, he comes in and he comes to destroy the whole, he's coming to destroy everything. And he sees no one's there. Everyone ran away. So he goes to the Beis Medrash and he finds over there who's davening Minche. Rabbeinu Shfatyon is davening Minche. So he takes him and he tells him, you have to die. You know why? You're Mechal Shabbos. According to your laws, of your Torah, you're Mechal Shabbos. I know, because I left you Erev Shabbos, Mamesh, after Chatzois, and how could you be here? And he bought two Eidim that even went to Beis HaMelechet Erev Shabbos, and he left them alone. That was the Maaser of this Sudan. Just going to skip a little bit what he's saying over there, because we want to come to, as we said, to the Iker, for the Pizman. And the Ptira is very interesting, the Ptira of Rabbeinu Shfatyon, and Rosh Hashanah, Tof Reish, Inochaname, as we can see, Tof Reish Memvov. Tof Reish, he was born, I think it was Tof Reish Memvov. At the age of 46, he was Nifta. He came into Shul, Rosh Hashanah. And he was a Baltakea. He was a Baltakea. And they asked him, please, no, the Tkias, we're waiting to hear the Tkias. And he tries to blow, and it's not working. It comes out very, very Shvachet Tkias. So he says, this is a simon from Shemaim, and that's it, it came my time to go. And they convince him, maybe try again, he tries again, it's not working. He goes home, the whole Kehilah goes with him together, and of the Heishiv, Nishmosu Leyoitzo. When he comes and he's mamish on his deathbed, he says, oh, now I see that the king, Basili, he calls him, the king Basili is also now, he died now, and the Malachi Chabole are carrying him with chains of fire to come and to get what he deserves, pining in the Eden all the years. His son, Rabbeinu Amitai, became after him the Rav. We're not going to tell all the stories, but Rabbeinu Amitai is the one that composed the Ezker Elohim Ve'emoyo, V'roisi Kolir Al Tilo Benuyo, V'ir Elohim, Yudgimel Midas. That's the thing. After him, he came, and this Rabbeinu, actually, Rabbeinu Amitai is mentioned in Toises. He's mentioned in Toises twice in Shas, in Toises and Yevomes, and Daf Design on Base. And Toises and Chulin, Daf Samach Omed Aleph, is mentioned about Matat, about a certain piyut, what he himself was. I'm not going to go to Rav Shlomo HaBavli because we don't really have time, but I'm just going to mention that Rav Shlomo HaBavli is interesting because we call him HaBavli, so he should come from Bavel. We don't know anything where he came from Bavel. We see that he writes only about the Ashkenazim, only about Ashkenaz. He doesn't write anything about Bavel. He writes only about Ashkenaz. So some say he was born in Bavel, and then he came to Ashkenaz. Because he doesn't speak about, he speaks about a lot of the tlo'ois and a lot of the suffering what Klal Yisrael went through in Europe. But he doesn't speak about anything what they went with Ishmael. And therefore, right, so Inochaname, there's Kalei Seir Vechoisnoi. You see that there's, he speaks about Ishmael also, that's Seir Vechoisnoi, Rolim Letzion Mishim. But basically, this is Rav Shlomo HaBavli, is mentioned in Rashi a few times. Rashi mentions him together with Rav Lezer HaKlir. Rav Lezer HaKlir is a machloikas, exactly who he was, a famous machloikas. But he was, according to Rashi, he was quite an early Python, a poet. And he composed lots and lots and lots of the thing. And most of the slichas, what we have, the Ashkenazim, the Sfardim, for example, don't have any of his piyutim, of Rav Shlomo HaBavli. And that's why the Bavli, we must say that he was Bavli, just born in Bavel, where he was raised later on in Europe. I would start, maybe from the end, I'm not sure. Maybe I will start with the end and then we will go back to Lecho Hashem Atzdoko. We'll start with Lecho Hashem Atzdoko. And that's the first thing what we say. But as we said, Rabbi Amon Goyen says, we say Psukim, Lecho Hashem Atzdoko. We start Ashrei, because every davening, as the Levush says, the Dov Kuf Beyalef, every davening when a person davens, you should start with Tehilas Hashem. To come and to prayer Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's why we start with the Halal, and probably according to the Gemara and Shabbat and Brochus, Daf Lamed Beis, the Oilom Yesader, Odom Shivchu Shel Mokoyim, V'Achar Kach Yispalel. The first thing you start with the Halal. With the Halal Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the Hilas Hashem, that's the Asher. Then we go, Lecho Hashem Atzdoko. Lecho Hashem Atzdoko, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, have the Tzdoko is the Tzedek, the right. Velonu Boishes Aponim. But you know, I would like to skip and to start with what we say in the end, and also was mentioned by Rav Saadia Goen, Aneinu. Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. And we come and we say, Mishono, Le'avrom Ovinu, Be'ar Amoirir, Uya Aneinu. Mishono, Le'itzhok Benoi, Kshener, Kadargah Be'amizbeach, Uya Aneinu. Mishono, Le'yakov Be'iseil, Uya Aneinu. Mishono, Le'yosef Be'isa Asurim. And the question is, we're standing, we wake up, as we say, Shachar Kamti, everyone has a different Shachar, some of us at 10 o'clock, some of us at 8 o'clock, but we come with the Shachar Kamti, and we're asking, you know, the same like you answered Avraham Avinu, Anara Moirio, please answer us, we also deserve it. I'm sorry. Avraham Avinu, Vayashkin Avraham Baboiker, Beno Yechidoi, Asherev, he took his only son, he offers him Algave HaMizbeach, no, he deserves to come and to get the, is a very famous Magid Meduvne, the Maise, we can come to it later. But when we come to ask from Avraham Avinu, how could we come and ask from Avraham Avinu? They say a Maise was once a person that came to the Choizim in Lublin, and he came to the Choizim in Lublin to collect a little bit of money. So he wanted to get a little bit more than usual. So he comes to the Chayyim and he tells him, you know, we are Koyvim. How are you exactly family? So he tells him, you know, my grandmother with your grandmother, this kid. Basically, they hung the under the same sun. They used the same sun to come and to dry the laundry, basically. It was so the Chayzer Elohim says, Vaitekorev, Vaitekorev. The person goes out of the room of the Chayzer and he's upset. Who stands outside over there? The Rav Shitzer. The Rav Shitzer was the Talmud of the Chayzer. The Rav Shitzer always made sure that people should be happy. And he sees a person coming with a tzufan upon him. He comes over there and he's not happy, unhappy. So he tells him, what happened? So he tells him, kach v'kach have. So he tells him, you know what? In a few minutes, the Chayzer will daven mincha. And when the Chayzer daven mincha, he's going to start. L'keinu, l'ke aviseinu, l'ke avrom, l'ke itzchok, l'ke yakov. When he comes to l'ke avrom, l'ke itzchok, l'ke yakov, just say, whisper next to him, avay tekorev, avay tekorev. L'kach have. L'kach have. The Chayzer starts to daven, and he says, avay tekorev, avay tekorev. And the Chayzer, all shaken up. And after the davening, he came, and it helped. He gave him a shein and a sin. But you know, now, when we come in and say, it's not true. What exactly we have with Avraham Avinu? What exactly is the connection between us and Avraham Avinu? The Teretz says, there's a Medrash. We mentioned the Medrash of here plenty of times. The Medrash, and it's brought down slightly different than the Gemara in Bechoyres, and Daf Ches with Chachme Atuna. When the Medrash is brought down, not Chachme Atuna, a little bit different, that they came and they asked the philosophers. Chachme Atuna asked Rabbi Shimon ben Hananya certain questions, and of this brought down the Romans asked the Yaldi Yerushalayim. One of the clever boys of Yerushalayim, he came and he asked them, what is the difference, they come to show the Chochmah of the kids, the Yerushalmi kids, that what is the difference between, he brings them over here two pieces of cheese, and he tells them, you tell me what is comes from a black goat, and what comes from a white goat. And the kid looks at the cheese, he sees this is a cheese, and this is cheese, he doesn't see any difference. He doesn't see any difference. So the boy tells him, wait a minute. He runs to the grocery, and he buys a few eggs. He comes back to this philosopher, to the Roman, and he tells him, you tell me which egg came from a white chicken and which one came from a black chicken. At kana maisa. Now what's the meaning? So the Radal on the place comes to tell us the meaning is a very, very tief razach, a very deep philosophical argument was here between this child with the Roman, with the philosopher. This Roman, Tainet, Klali Yisrael, you come and say, you came from Avraham Avinu. You came from Avraham Avinu. We came from Yishmael. So you came from the white goat. We came from the black goat. But today is the same thing. Today we both look the same. As Reb Chaim Brisker, the Zamoir de Gevor, Reb Chaim Brisker says about the Parshat Nitzavim, Ve'omar Adoy Ra'achroim, B'neichem Asher Yavoy Ha'arech Ve'anochi Asher Yavoy Meretz Ha'choyko, Ve'omru, says the worst klola is that the Nochri, and the Beneichem, they say Ve'omu, they're saying the same thing. They see the Beis Hamikdash burning, and what they say? Ve'omu! They say the both things. You can't see the difference between a Jewish kid and a Goyish kid. That's the worst klola ever. That's going to be the worst klola. That's what they tell you. You see, they don't see any difference between the Jewish kid and the non-Jewish kid. What's the difference? Comes the child and tells them, no, no, no. We are not cheese. We are eggs. The egg, how could you find out that this egg came from a white chicken or from a black chicken? Bring him into Bismedrash. Put him in cotton. Warm him up. And then he's going to hatch. And once he hatch, you can come and notice if he came from a black or from a white chicken. The Eden, Enoch and Naaman, now maybe you can't see them. But once you give them the environment, once you give them the warmth, once the Kishbog is going to give us the Enoch and Naaman, as we said, the V'asavtoi L'toich Beisecho. Even Enoch and Naaman, now he's a little bit in the distance. But V'asire, yes, we do have a connection with Avraham Avinu. Every one of us has a small Avraham Avinu inside of us. We have to be in the right places to get this Avraham Avinu. They say that once there was a Yid, Reb Meir Ostrovtze, the Polish Yid, and he came and he told his son, after my Meir Vesrim, I don't care about Maftir, I don't care about the Davening Far Omed, one thing I care. You come to the Shtibel and you give Tikkun. That's the Iker. Once I heard that the Pnei Menachem told his brother, the Lev Simcha, shh, look, Alte Chassidim, they didn't care about the thing, oh, they didn't care about the Tikkun. But the Lev Simcha was laughing. He told him, you knew this Remer of Strofza, you knew his son? No. He said, I knew his son. His son was not exactly the greatest person. And the father knew that if he tells him, you know, you have to down Faromed, so maybe we'll go next to his house, he has maybe a reformed shul or something, he will just go over there, it's a flick that daven in 5 minutes, and he will, the Kaddish maybe yes, maybe not. But if I tell him being taken in the shtibel, he will come in the shtibel and say taken. Once he's in the shtibel, they will make sure he will daven, they will make sure the environment of Asatel B'nei Yisecho will for sure come. And that's the point. That's the point of the Vasavtel Toiv Yisachon. That's the Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. There was a vote, a Moyodike vote of Moshe Mordechai Epstein, what was said in the Knesset Agdol, I think it was Tofri Static Base. The whole world was shaken by this vote. He says, we have in the Torah the Oren. And the Oren had a Kruvim. What's the Kruvim? So Rashi says, right, there was the Oires, and on top of it was golden Kruvim. What's the Kruvim? Pnei Tinoik. And Malochim. Malochim with Pnei Tinoik. So there's another time in the Torah was born on Kruvim. And that's in the La'at Acherem HaMisapeches, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the way of Rome, Odom HaRisha from Gan Eden, and he put over there the Kruvim is La'at Acherem HaMisapeches. Says Rashi, what's the Kruvim, the La'at Acherem HaMisapeches? Says Rashi, Malachi Chabole. So yes, what is exactly the Kruvim? The Kruvim are Malachi Chabole, or the Kruvim are the Malachim? What? Says the Moshe Mordechai Epstein, depends where you put them. If you put them inside the Kodesh HaKodoshim, then the Malochim, they are Pnei Tinoik. If you put them outside of Gan Eden, you send them out of the Beis Medrash, you know, then they are Malachi Chabola. That is the difference between if you bring them in or you don't bring. And that's what we come in davening. Aneinu kemoisha onisol Avraham Avinu. Each one of us. If you put us in the right place, then in Ochename we're going to be Avraham Avinu. I would like to go back. Okay, that was the Hagdomet, the Aneinu. But Lecho Hashem Atzdoko velonu Boish Zapolim. Manisoinen, what's coming clogging, what we could come and complain about? Umanoimal, what we could come and say about? Manedabe umanitstadok, what could we say about our maisim? Manedabe, what we could speak about our chatoim? Umanitstadok, about our merides, about the rebels? Nechapso drochenu benachkoiro. So there's two parts of it. Nechapso, first of all, we have to come and see, that's chipus, to see if we have at all maisim. And then once we find the maisim, venach koiro, what is the maisim? That's called pishpush and mishmush. Once we find the maisim, we have to find what is the maisim. Venoshuvo ilecho ki yemincho pshuto lekabel shorim. This is a hakdome to the whole of Yom Neiroim. When we come to Yom Neiroim, and that's what we come, and that's in the whole build-up of the slichas is, by the Ashkenazim definitely, the shiflus ha'odom with gadlus ha'boyer. We don't deserve anything. And that's Be'etzem, that is all about Yom Neiroi. Yom Neiroi, we know, the Rabbi Yoyer says, Mishenichnas, Elul, right? Kol Echod, everyone has a pachan mehadar geoinoi, with the Yoyne and Shari Tshuva also. And the Mashgichim always say, the Rebbe Yisroel Salanter, Milfoni me Yisroel, Achazosoi Palotzus, Mikol HaKoyre, Kol HaKoydish HaKoyre Elul. Everyone, and what's the pshat? Zoichani Veroyadim, Afilu Dogim Shebayam, what's the pshat? The Akdome of Chodesh Elul and the whole of Yom Neiroim is to come and to realize a person, one second. People Bederech Klal, what they have, they say, oh, okay, I have, I deserve. What they ask for, they come and they ask for, oh, I need us of this and I need us of this. First of all, thank him what you got. There's a Moyer Dikas Fasemis, he brings the Shem Dechidush Harim, says that when all the tzoras what a person gets, all the powers of a person, all the tzoras what a person gets is only because the Rebbe Yisrael wants him to realize that anything what he has is also he has to thank for. A person comes and he thanks only, oh, he needs more. He's asking for, he needs more. This and he, first of all, you stop over here and you come in, Chaim, Yeshua, Nechomo, Parnosa. We come and we ask for the things that, first of all, you should know that the person thinks, oh, Chaim, he has Cheskas Chaim. No, you should know it's a Chazoka Asui Leishtanis. You should daven for Chaim. You should daven for Parnosa, Toivo, Shmuis, Toivo, Yeshua, Nechomo. Everything, the things that you understand, you think, oh, this is, oh, Muvan Me'elav, this I have to get. No, also these things you have to come to thank. That's the Yom Neiroim. What's the Yom Neiroim? As Rashi brings a Moshel. As we know, Rashi says, because Moshel Emad Dovo Doime. There was a father, and the father comes and carries his son on his axle. He comes and he carries his son on his shoulder. And the son comes and he's going on the market. Daddy, I want an apple. Daddy, I want an orange. Daddy, I want a toy. And the father just gives him. And suddenly the son asks, where's my father? I don't see my father. So the father takes him down, and then comes the kelev, comes the hund, comes the dog, and harms the child, and he attacks him. And then he says, hey, where's my father? Why did you leave me? why the father in Ochaname came and left them over there. That's what Rashi says, right? Vayovo Yamolek. Why Vayovo Yamolek? Because they said, Ayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. They come there, Ayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. Straight away, Vayovo Yamolek. It's not a punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us the love what he has for us and how we could come and notice. And that's why he comes and he puts us down 1 minute. Here, see exactly. And this is all about Yom Neroim. Yom Neroim is the Yireh, but the Yireh should bring us to our Avir. The Yireh is, in Ochaname, you see, the life, what you get the whole year, this life, what you do get, it's not something that you should understand, like always you get it. And in Ochaname, when you get it, come and thank on what you got, and Mimele, we could come, if we ask on the, as we say in Nishmas, Adeinu azavunu rachamecho, velo azavunu chasadecho, Mimele, reali tcheinu. Once you come and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the past, Mimele, we could come and ask for the osid we should have, a good year.